Hi, I'm Shamis Patel, and you're listening to the Incoherent Fangirl.
Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl,
Where we have our first intruder of 2026.
I am Karen from Camelot.
And I am Mandy of Trader Sam's Grog Grotto.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, it is.
In our timeline, it is January 15th. I was worried for a second. I didn't write down the numbers correctly, but I did. Go me. And in y'all's timeline, it is January 23rd. I love how I just said that I did thought I didn't write them. I did write them down correctly. However, I didn't change the TH to RD, so it says 23rd
23rd,
instead of
January
23rd.
23rd, ladies and gentlemen.
Things are going well over here, obviously. I'm doing great. It's still fall for me, obviously.
Yep.
This week in fangirling, Mandy, what'd you do?
I went to Orlando. So we had a bit of a snafu with my scheduling the trip with my mom and the twins. We were going to lose a room if we didn't use the room. So Josh and I and some friends went down. We hit Disney Springs Friday night. We had Earl of Sandwich. We walked around and shopped. I meant to be wearing it, but Josh got me the cutest Pandora bracelet. It has a book closure, and he got me a little dragon.
Yep. It's so cute.
Precious. I was trying to talk him out of it because it was a lot of money, and he and
Yeah.
the sales lady were like, "Nobody's talking to you right now, so sit over there and hush." We got up and went to Universal Studios, where my poor motion sick boy got taken out on the first ride.
No.
Transformers. I forgot what Transformers was like, and so did our friends, and so they were like, "It's probably fine," and I was like, "I don't remember." Don't ride Transformers.
Oops.
I don't know if you can hear Poochie, but he is at my feet with a squeaky toy going to town.
Not
It is
even a
so
peep.
distracting. Goodness gracious. Okay, so our friends and I rode the mummy. We walked around and snacked. We're all annual pass holders, so we don't have that, like, I have to ride every ride today.
Yeah.
Because, like, we're 5 hours away. We all own passes. We're fine. So midday, we were like, let's go back. Let's go to Disney Springs. We got drinks at Trader Sam's Grog Grotto, and then we had dinner at Ohana, which is all you can eat Polynesian deliciousness.
Amazing.
You can see Cinderella's castle from Ohana. So we were there when the fireworks were going off. Yes, I cried when the Happily Ever After song gets to the Go the Distance section. I wept. We went back to the hotel the next morning. We went to Universal Studios to ride E.T. Then we ate cowfish, which where I got cheeseburger rushi, which I think I've talked about on the podcast
Yes, you
before.
have.
It's sushi, but not. There's no fish. It's beef and cheeseburger toppings, and it's delicious. And then we went to the Disney's Beach Club Resort to do the kitchen sink. So that is 8 scoops of ice cream, all of the toppings, brownies, cakes, and a whole can of whipped cream served in a kitchen sink.
Oh boy.
I don't know if Dis did Disneyland not have anything like that?
I don't know. That's a great question. That's a Heather
Yeah.
question.
So we did that. We walked around the beach club and the boardwalk and yacht club resorts. I waved and shed a little tear at Epcot because we were just across the water from the France Pavilion, which is my favorite. We hit Cake Bake Shop, which I got a raspberry cookie dessert and a glass of their pink bubble rosé with
Oh.
glitter.
Oh.
It was glittery. It was beautiful.
Ooh.
We came home that night. We got Raising Cane's on the way home, which people rave about. It was fine. It was seasoned well, but they get bonus points because the restaurant is named after a dog.
Oh, well, okay, yeah.
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 I've been working through Dragon Curse by Elise Kova. So we have Vengard, which is near constantly assaulted by dragons after the rest of the human world has basically fallen. Vengard is all that's left of humanity. it gives kind of religious zealots kind of. But the government tests its citizens for a dragon curse, which is a disease that's supposed to turn them into these vile beasts. Isola is the female main character, and she has killed a dragon. But we're not really sure how or why yet. We also have Vicar Darius, who's particularly creepy as the head of the Creed, which is Vingard's like culty church, kind of. And he's been training her, which she's about to go into basically the Hunger Games to see if she has what it takes to become a Mercy Knight. His son Lucan is also up to something, but like he's just kind of lurky and hot. So I think it's what we all think. And now she's just entered the trials where I'm at, so things are getting good. And then I read Next Level Love by Shimizu Patel. More on that later, though. What did you do this week?
I read a few books. I actually have notes this time. Be proud of me, everybody. I read The Once and Future Queen by Paula Lafferty. So you have Vera, who has lived her entire life basically completely forgettable. Like, think like, you know, in like Addie LaRue, like anybody, once they look away from Addie, they forget about her. Like, she doesn't exist kind of thing. It's that kind of vibe. So like, they interact with her, they have a great time, and then the next time they see her, they have no idea who she is. Like, they've never met her before. Hi, it's nice to meet you again. Other than her parents and Vincent, who is the only person who's ever like remembered her. And of course they fall in love and all of that, and something tragic happens. And she's currently going through her grief. And then one day a strange man comes into the inn that her and her family own, and he sits her down and he's like, hey, actually, you're the spirit of Guinevere. And yes, I do mean
Hey,
that Guinevere.
that Guinevere.
Turns out this dude, the strange man, is Merlin, and he, due to some foul play in the past at Camelot, Guinevere was injured very badly. He had, in order to save her, he had to take her spirit and basically plant her into a new timeline for her to kind of grow up into the age that she was when she was attacked. And now he's back to take her back to Camelot, because inside her memories is the key to saving Camelot and to saving, you know, basically the future. But she's living in the future. It's very confusing. Time travel confuses the hell out of me.
Yeah, me too.
But recovering those memories is a lot harder than anticipated. They kind of thought that she'd go back to the past, she'd spend time with Arthur, you know, her husband, and be like, oh, my memories are coming back, and then things would be fine. But there are more things afoot than she is aware of. And so it's, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was such a fun take on the idea of Camelot and all of that. And it's fun to see, because she's living in a present where like Ar Arthurian lore is like, there's so much written about it. And so she's remembering bits and pieces of the story, and then she's like meeting these people, and like for example, she meets Gawain, and she's like, wait a minute, isn't he? But he's not right now. And so she gets really confused, and then later on, as the story progresses, she's like, wait a minute. And so like, the things that she knows start to come to pass.
Oh, weird. This
Yeah,
is
so
gonna be
it's
so
re
trippy.
again, time travel, very confusing stuff, but I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of fun. And also, Lancelot, fucking hilarious. I love him so much. He's so funny. Oh, and like the way, you know, because there's this whole like, Guinevere and Lancelot had an affair and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I don't know about that. And then as the story progresses, she's like, oh, wait, I can see where that was mistranslated kind of thing. And I'm like, this is so trippy, and like the author did such a good job, I think. So that was really fun. Next up, I have Vampires Never Get Old, which is an anthology edited by Zoraida Cordova and Natalie C. Parker. It's an anthology of short stories that kind of tackle the different pieces of vampire mythology. So like, how do you become a vampire? The idea that you they they're ref they don't have a reflection in a mirror, things like that. And so after, I think it's really fun. The stories are really fun in and of themselves, but then after each story, the editors have like written a little essay being like, this is the part of vampire mythology that they're talking about. And how do you think they, it's kind of like a book club discussion, like shorts. So it's really cool. I thought it
That.
was really cool. They're like, this is what this story was talking about. Like, this is how you become a vampire. And so the author did this and this and this. And then they asked like an open-ended question to the reader, like, would you choose to be a vampire? Something like that. Like, so
That's
it's, I thought
cool.
it was really fun. I really enjoyed it. And it's the first of, I think there are three. I don't know if there are going to be more, but it's like a series of anthologies. So the next one is mermaids, and then the third one is fairies. And so I suspect that it's going to be similar vibes for the other ones. So I'm really excited to read the other
Cool.
ones. And then I read Room for Two by Lana Ferguson, which you have talked about in the past on the podcast. So really quickly, you have Nora who drunkenly kisses Cade one night and it blows his mind. He's pining after her for forever, but she doesn't remember it. And it's very sad. But she's a barista at his local coffee shop and he's like a regular there and he's super awkward and can't talk to people, period. And so he comes off like kind of like he hates her is what she thinks. She's like, oh no, he's so grumpy, he hates me. But oh my gosh, he's so hot, I really like him. And he's like just secretly sitting there pining after her. And their friends are like so sick of them being like, oh my gosh, piney, pine, 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 that they're like, actually, we're gonna set him up on a blind date. Except Nora's the only one who knows it's a blind date. Cade thinks that it's an interview for her to be his next roommate. And of course, shenanigans ensue. It's, I feel like, the best use of the miscommunication trope ever. So good. And it's, I mean, it's Lana Ferguson. Like, she can do no wrong. I love her. I read Next Level Love by Shameze Patel, which more on that later. And then I read The Bone Season by Samantha Shannon. So it is 2059 London, and there is society is now controlled by the Scion, and they are kind of like just kind of think Big Brother-esque. Not that they can see everything that's going on, but that's kind of the control that they have. And so there are some people who have abilities and they're called unnaturals because, it's unnatural for you to have abilities, blah, blah, blah. And to be an unnatural is basically a crime. Like you, anybody who has abilities, that it's a crime just for you to exist. Which super fun.
Relatable content,
Love
yeah.
that so much. So you have Paige Mahoney, who is our main character. She is a very rare kind of a natural. She's a dream walker. She is also like the right-hand man of the leader of a criminal syndicate. And she's like doing her best just to live life and stay under the radar and, stay alive because otherwise, if they find out about her, she could be executed. Well, one day she's arrested for murder because she accidentally does a murder. And yes, it really is. She does accidentally do a murder. And she
Oh
does
my
feel bad
God.
about it afterward. But so she's arrested and she's like, oh, this is it. This is the end. I'm gonna die. And she ends up getting taken to like this secret city and with this secret society, and they're like basically these non-human, the creators of Scion, the founders of Scion, but they're not human, and they've lived like they're practically immortals. They're kind of gods among them. And she is part of what they call the Bone Season. So a after however many, I don't remember if it's months or years, but like they have like a group of a naturals that they, I think it's actually over the course of several years. It might be like something like 10 years. So every 10 years, they take all of the unnaturals that they've collected. And sometimes it's just regular humans that they've collected and they go through the Bone Season where members of this society, these godlike people, can choose, pick one of them, and they end up being their keeper. So kind of like just a pet, kind of thing. But so she is chosen by Arcturus, who is the consort of the woman who is like the leader of this group. And so, but she, Paige is like realizing, slowly realizes that, like, yeah, he may be the consort, but like their relationship is not exactly a loving one. Like there's something weird going on there, and I'm not quite sure what it is. But she's still very wary of him. But she has to, like, she is now being forced to kind of develop her power, and like get better at using her ability for reasons that are completely unknown to her, but she feels like are probably nefarious. And so, yeah, it's a weird situation, and she's like, I'm gonna try and escape. I need to get back to London. I need to leave. Like, I'm gonna die here if I don't get away. But meanwhile, you've got Arcturus, who is like there beside her basically because he's in charge of her, and he's doing some things that she's like, I think you're not supposed to be doing that. Like, and she's like not quite sure, like, is he a good guy or a bad guy? And so, yeah, it's a good time. I had a good time. And the world building is phenomenal. Like Samantha Shannon did it. So it's the first in a series, and there are so many books, and I've always been overwhelmed because Samantha Shannon doesn't write small books. She writes chonkers. She is the author of The Priory of the Orange Tree. Like, you could murder somebody with one of her books. So, like, I've always been overwhelmed, but I was like, you know what? I'm reading through my physical TBR this year, and we're getting there. I enjoyed it. I'm really excited to start the next one. So that was, oh, and also, The Traitors is back.
I need to catch up.
Oh my God. They dropped the first three episodes, and I after the third, I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Maybe I'll watch it this weekend so we can talk about it next weekend.
I'm already obsessed. I'm already obsessed with it. And I don't hate anybody yet, which is nice. It's nice to
Hey,
kind of be like,
that's
you know
cool.
what? I might root for, well, you know, Michael Rapaport has been really loud. But, you know, for the most part, and there's a twist where this season starts
There's
with
a secret
there's a secret
traitor.
traitor. So there's the three that he taps at the round table, and then there's one secret one that even the audience doesn't know. And so, like, they're all conspiring. They're like, oh, I think this person's the traitor. And I'm like, no, they're not. And then I'm like, actually, they could be. Wait, now I. It's so trippy. I love it. It's so good. It's so good. So yeah. What else? What else is going on? That's I'm watching a lot of TV actually, but it's all just kind of regular stuff. But yeah, that's my week. That's how things have been going over here.
I feel like I need to give the listeners just a quick caveat before we go into fictional boyfriend. I can't change my face right now. I'm like beginning stages of
I
a
can
migraine,
see you
and
struggling.
I cannot release this.
I
It's
can
like permanent.
see you struggling right now,
It's
and I
not that I
feel
don't
so
care.
bad.
It's not that I'm like looking at Karen judgingly. I just,
I feel,
my
I
poor
like,
face.
I see you struggling and I feel so bad. I'm like, let me talk
No,
faster. I've
the
got so
show
many
must go
words.
on. The
I'm like,
show
let
must
me
go
talk
on.
faster. I can talk faster.
Do you have a fictional boyfriend this week?
Of course. It's Lincoln Garden. Like, I mean, that man. I love him so much. He is just I love him.
Agree, hard
I
agree.
don't have any other words for it. Like, Lincoln is just chef's kiss. Chef's kiss. I love him. And he's so like and you know that I'm not super big on like slow burns, and this is su Next Level Love is such a slow burn, and for good reason because he's her boss, and so, and he is so cognizant of that fact, and he is so respectful of that, even as he's like dealing with like these feelings that are coming up for him, and it's just, oh, we love a man who respects
Agree.
boundaries. Ugh,
Agree.
I love him so much. Yeah. Do you have anybody else?
No, I put Lincoln Card in. We love a quiet nerd who's actually an angel IRL.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
You covered it all.
Yeah, he's perfect. He's perfect. That sound means we have an intruder alert.
It's a repeat offender. Intruder
Really
alert.
exciting repeat offender. We have Shamiz Patel back. We're going to talk about Next Level Love.
I'm so obsessed with this cover.
I'm obsessed. I'm in love. Welcome back, Shamiz. Thank you so much for doing this again. We can't
I'm
wait.
so happy to be back.
All right. So you know what we need. We need you. Give us the elevator pitch of the book for anybody who hasn't heard of it.
I don't know why I panic every time. Next Level Love is a URL to IRL workplace romance. Imagine your gaming partner and confidant over many years turns out to be a very handsome, awkward, and shy boss. What are you going to do about it?
I mean, URL to IRL is such a perfect
That
way
is.
To write
I
this
love it.
Book.
I love it.
I'm
obsessed.
So happy to be back with the game night group. And
yep.
I love You've Got Mail. Okay. I love that it gives You've Got Mail vibes without this billionaire killed my small business, but I still love him. It hurts. Did you have like inspo when you went into writing this story of like, I want vibes from this and this and this, or is it all just, it came out when you started typing?
I also loved You Got Mail. I haven't seen it in many years, but I mean, you grow up loving it. It stays with you. So I've always loved that trope where people get to bond anonymously. You know, it's got nothing to do with the way someone looks or the way they've treated you or that spark that you can feel when you meet someone. And it really is just something that grows through communication, through being there for one another and just being consistent in your relationship. And that plus how important internet friendships became during COVID, when we were all stuck in isolation, I think all of that just sat with me for a really long time, and it made sense to turn it into a romance.
I'm glad you did. I mean, Karen and I started as an internet
yeah.
friendship in a Facebook group.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love the dedication was so, I'm like, yeah, internet friends are just, they're just as real and just as valid as like your in-person friends. And I love that this kind of puts the spotlight on that because Lincoln and Elizabeth are really, they like have built this very strong friendship, very strong bond over many years. And just because, you know, it started off online doesn't mean it's not as valid as any of their other relationships. And I love that you put that front and center.
Thank you. I had such a good time writing it, honestly.
Where did the original like story idea come from? Like, did you sit down? Like, I know this is kind of a companion to your other book. Did you sit down knowing that you were going to be writing this story, or did something kind of trigger this specific story?
I always knew Lincoln was going to have a story, and it came quite naturally knowing how very shy he is in person. It made sense to me that he had built this online persona where he could be whoever he wanted to be, and he decided to be really flirty.
I love him so much.
So much.
And that perfectly segues into like the next question I had written down. I love how blissfully unaware Elizabeth is that like she's so super extroverted to me that she's blissfully unaware that she's literally killing this man.
You know,
with
she's
how
like
wild and flirty she is in person, and he's just dying. Like,
you know,
did you plan
just, like,
for that?
Suffering. He is suffering with every interaction.
Yeah. Going
he's just...
through the ringer. So did you know she was gonna be like such a polar opposite to him and make him so uncomfy at first in person?
I didn't. You know, I don't know if you've seen that the book is being pitched as enemies to lovers on certain websites, right?
Oh,
and that is because of
okay.
the very, very, very original pitch that had somehow accidentally gone with Forever straight to the retailers before I'd even written it. I had this idea that maybe it would be an enemies to lovers thing where they'd be enemies in real life, but sort of friends on the internet. But as soon as I started writing it, Elizabeth came to me, and she couldn't be Lincoln's enemy. There was nothing that she could do that would genuinely upset him. And I just completely threw that idea out of the window. I was like, this is what Elizabeth wants. I'm gonna give her what she wants.
I love that.
Yes. And he is so clearly down bad for her so fast. And it's so cute. It's so cute. I'm obsessed with it.
And she has no idea.
Yeah. And she's like, oh no, what is happening?
Let me give you a massage.
So they work on roads. Is it structural engineering? Is that what the specialty is? I know they're engineers of some sort.
So within civil engineering, you do get structural engineering. They usually focus on bridges, tall buildings, the actual structure of certain monuments. So Lincoln and Elizabeth are specifically road and traffic engineers.
Okay. So I feel like it gets kind of technical in like when they're talking about work stuff. I'm not sure that I know. Like do you have a background in something like this, or did you have to do a lot of research to like get those? 'Cause to me, I have no clue. So it felt very authentic to me, but I don't know. Maybe somebody else can chime in, or maybe this is your area's expertise.
So I am actually a roads engineer, although I haven't worked as that in the last year. I've taken a step back from the industry, but for the last, gosh, 13 years, I was a roads engineer. So I've got my master's in it. It really was a case of write what you know, some good, some bad. But it was fun to be able to pull back on knowledge I hadn't used in a while.
I mean, you did it expertly to where
Yeah.
I just was like smiling and nodding,
I
like
was
they
like,
know
yeah,
everything.
this is very smart stuff. I'm like, wow.
And it seemed, oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, it seemed so like real world of the investor or like the top trying to shirk things like sidewalks and safety. Like, so I loved that they rallied for sidewalk safety and not just throwing up a road anywhere without making sure people were going to be okay, especially with Lincoln's backstory. That was really special to read.
I'm so glad that you picked up on that and that you appreciated it.
I also really loved how they both have tragic backstories in their own ways, and I guess real backstories instead of like, I just had a life of sunshine and flowers, and everything was perfect. And you came in, and everything got better. What was it like giving both of them tragedy in their own way? Like, that has to be hard to write, like, knowing you're going to go through something pretty rough, but you're going to have your silver lining at the end, but you're still going to feel the emotions of, spoiler alert, but like death or terrible step parents or things like that.
For me, romance has always been a very safe space to explore deeper, grittier themes because you're guaranteed a happy ending. As controversial as that seems sometimes on Threads, I do believe that all romance novels should have a happy ending. And so it gives both the reader and for me, the author, a chance to really explore some bad things that you could go through in your life and know that there is light at the end of the tunnel, that you will get a happy ending too. And it's, I think, without realizing, you get to process a lot of things because you're having fun, in between the grief. There's banter and there's these little swoony romantic moments. And so for me, it made sense that in real life, we have these ups and downs, and exploring it through Lincoln and Elizabeth, who are polar opposites, they deal with their problems in very different ways as well. It was a lot of fun and also very sad at times. It's a bit embarrassing to say, but I cried. now and then. Like while
Imagine.
writing, there were like certain scenes, and I was like, oh no, I've turned on the waterworks for myself. How
There's a scene
very
at the
pathetic.
end with the there's a scene at the end with the PlayStation. I
Yes.
was blubbering like a
I was
baby.
a mess. I was a mess. I'm curious. So obviously you pulled from your own personal experience in the jobs that they're doing. I'm curious to know if the idea of them having these jobs came first, or if Lincoln's backstory, which is so related to like his job and why he does what he does, if that came first. Like you knew what Lincoln's tragedy was, and then that kind of was like the impetus for you to be like, actually, they could do this, and that's really related to that tragedy that he has.
Truthfully, I wrote the very, very first draft of this book so quickly. It all came at the same time. It was as though I knew who Lincoln was. I knew his backstory. I knew what his job was. I just knew Lincoln first. Elizabeth, I did have to sort of coax her secrets out of her. Like, tell me who you are. Why are you the way that you are? But you're hiding something. I know it. So her backstory, it took a little longer for me to find the right one that made sense for her, that felt right with me and with Lincoln. But Lincoln came to me 100% fully formed, maybe because he came from playing Flirty and I had a bit more time with him as a character. But yes, there was no, it's a chicken and egg situation.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I was gonna ask like if him coming and being a character in playing Flirty lended itself to make it easier for you to write him. So it sounds like that did help a little bit.
I
Like
read
meeting
this
up with an
book.
old friend.
Yeah. Yes.
Aww.
Yeah. That's
Yeah.
what it felt like with
It
all of
really
them. I
did.
was getting
Yeah.
emotional.
I know
It
it
was
was so sweet.
back together. So I read this via audiobook, actually, driving home from Florida. And the added audio sounds of like clicking keys and swooshing when they're messaging in each like chapter
It is
intro
so
was
cute.
so fun. Did you know they were going to
I
do
had
that, or was
no
that like,
idea. I had no idea. I so
it
a whole bunch of readers listened to the audiobook before I'd even known that it had been complete.
was so cute. Oh my gosh.
And I got it off NetGalley as well. And I was listening to it. I think I'm about 80% through it. So I'm very close to the end. And it is, and firstly, an out-of-body experience to listen to words that you've written being read out loud by somebody else back into your brain. It's
I can imagine that is so
yeah,
trippy.
that sounds
It's a very
crazy.
strange experience, but it has been surprisingly pleasant,
and I've enjoyed it so much. It really is a bit embarrassing, and the little clicking and the little swing, swing. It is.
was
It's
so cute.
such a
It's
sweet little
real.
addition.
It makes you feel like you're like in the chat and you're like, these two are gonna hook up. Like these
I think
two.
it's also such a clever little, such an easy little ad from the production team that really, for audio, separates the texting from the present time. Because
Right.
if you're reading the paperback, it's very clear, you know, that there's a chat, it's a different font, it's got a scene break and everything. Whereas in audio, sometimes these little transitions can get a bit lost.
Yeah,
And I
you
think
don't
it was
you
a
miss
really,
them.
really nice touch.
Yeah, it is so precious. Karen, I don't even know if I mentioned that to you because I know you read with your
No,
eyeballs.
I did. I read with my eyeballs, which is like crazy for me because most of my reading is through my ears. But speaking of like special little touches, I want to talk about kind of the design of the book, like the cover design, first of all, and then the chapter headings are so cute as well. Like how much
Little
of
Pac-Man.
it, they're so cute. Like I cannot get over the little Pac-Man.
They're
And then like
facing each other.
at the end when they're so cute. So, like, how much of the design of the book, the cover, the cover art, the chapter headers, things like that, like, did you have a say in it? Did you guys have a conversation? Was it something that they surprised you with, like with the audiobook?
With the cover, there was a bit of back and forth, but mostly they came up with a base idea and they showed it to me and I gave some input. I was very happy with what they'd come up with already, so it was really minor changes. And with the little Pac-Man, that was a complete surprise. They showed it to me. They're like, "Do you like this idea?" And I was
Gosh,
like, "I
it's
love
so cute.
it."
And I think I'm just noticing now that do they get closer together as the book goes on? I
With each
think
chapter, the two
each
little
chapter
Pac-Man
they get
cars.
closer. I'm just noticing
Stop
that now.
it.
And that is such a cute touch. I'm
Go and look at the last
obsessed.
two chapter
The last two
headings.
are my favorite. They're so cute. They're so cute. I love that. I'm obsessed with it. You're so lucky.
Oh, I love it so much.
My
goodness.
That is such a fun touch. And I love that they surprised you with it. I feel like
I
as the
know.
author,
I also.
you do so much, and then it's like how much, I mean, there are surprises, but like how much more is can
I
there be?
also just
So
felt like it was such a really nice way to feel cared for, you know, that there was care being put into the book. It wasn't just being thrown together as quickly as possible, sort of thing. And whoever made that decision really, really gave it some thought, and I really appreciated it.
Oh, I'm
That's a good
sure.
point because you think with as rapidly as books come out, that it's just like churn and burn, you know, let's get this through. But there are people other than you who it's their job to make sure that this book is the best version it can be and who take that time and love it. Maybe not as much as you do because you're its mom, but you know, who love it nearly as much as you do and want to see it succeed and be the most perfect version. And that is so special. That's so
I'm honored,
special.
honestly.
Okay, I want to go back to the game night gang, specifically Claire. Okay, she is so ride or die for Lincoln. I love her so much. Was she? And I feel like we see her a lot more in this book, obviously, than in Playing Flirty, just because of who she is to Lincoln. But I'm wondering if like the characters, like, were they based off of anybody? Oh, hello. My dog. Or like how you kind of brought them to life, and as even though they're side characters, they have so much personality without overshining or over yeah, overshining Lincoln and Elizabeth. He wants to be involved.
I have a cat sitting on the seat behind me. So I'm actually sitting on about
Relatable.
this much chair.
Yeah,
Like
he was on
my
a
butt
chair
is like
next to
on the
me,
edge.
and he was like sitting so nicely, and then all of a sudden decided to crawl into my lap. I'm like, oh no.
I would prefer this one on my lap, but she's a little
Yeah,
grumpy. So
it's her
if I move
chair.
even just a little, yeah.
You're just allowed to sit on a little bit of it. Just
Basically, but in to answer your question, they weren't based on any specific people in real life. It really was that Lincoln was such a strong character, and Elizabeth, as I mentioned, you know, once I got to know her, we became really close, to put it in that way. And I knew exactly what type of people they would surround themselves with. And Claire made sense. Lincoln wouldn't. He'd push away anyone else.
That's true.
I just feel like
So,
everybody needs a friend like Claire. She's everything to me.
I
Everything.
know. Speaking of, is there any chance we're going to see the game night crew again?
mean, I would never say never, but there's nothing planned for the near future. I would like to see them again.
Okay, we'll take it. You're saying there's a chance. We'll take
As long as there's a chance, that's all I need. That's all I need.
it.
Okay, so we don't want to keep you too long because it is very late for you. But we do, we of course have some questions that we always ask. First of which, we have a segment on the podcast which we call Fictional Boyfriend of the Week, where we pick a fictional character that we love. Spoiler alert, Lincoln is going to be mine this week. I love him
Same.
so much. But do you have any fictional characters that you're like, that is my favorite, that is my comfort character, that is like everybody needs to meet this person?
Doesn't
It
have to be
doesn't,
a
yeah.
boyfriend.
It can
I've had a
be,
fictional dog. She's had a fictional granny.
yeah, any kind of
Oh,
media.
that's very cute. I am, if we're talking about next level love, I am actually quite attached to Elizabeth's granny. She's definitely
Love
a comfort
her. Yeah.
carries half mine.
Yes.
But in other books, what if I'm literally reading Next Level Love at the moment? So that's a bit
It could
awkward.
also be TV, movies,
Yeah,
games.
any kind of media.
So I'm watching, rewatching Scrubs for the millionth time. It's a comfort rewatch. So I would say every single character in that show is a comfort character because I
Yeah.
know everyone's dialogue off by heart, including the
I
bad guys. I love
love
that.
that. Oh, that's a fun
Okay.
one.
So we normally ask what books you're reading or recommending, but from you, like I obviously want to know what books you recommend, but I also want some game recommendations.
Okay. For books, aside from the one that I'm currently listening to, again, awkward. I've actually just started listening to, before I jumped to Next Level Love, just to see how the audiobook was, I'd started listening to a book called, excuse me, Not Her Alpha, Not Your Alpha. And it is so much fun, but completely ridiculous. But it really leans into it. And I'm quite enjoying it. It's about a werewolf who has to take care of this half human, half vampire girl because they're somehow bound by this magic book. And they're clearly very attracted to each other, but it's all very over the top.
I
There are dragons
love it.
involved.
I love it.
And
Love it. I love it. I love when like authors lean into the ridiculousness of it. Like that
yeah,
makes it so
absolutely.
fun.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not that serious. Come on, let's just have a
Yeah,
little
a
chuckle.
we just need some
Yeah.
fun.
As a most recent read, yes, absolutely. Very recently as well, I've really enjoyed Sunk in Love by Heather McBreen. Nana's, well, all of her books. I've only started reading her books in 2025, but she's incredible. In terms of games, I'm a cozy gamer. So
Me too.
I
Yes.
replay The Sims every year
I
when I
live for The
need to
Sims. I
dissociate.
do. I feel like we talked about this last time you were here.
I
I
think
live
so. I
for The
think
Sims, but
so.
I don't want to play the people. I want to build the house and decorate it, and then I'm like, okay, now I want to build this kind of house.
My kid does that. I want to play the people, so I will literally make
Yeah.
like a little square, a square home with just the bare furniture, just the bare necessities, so that I can create the people and start upskilling them and get them to fall in love, get married, and
I
then when
do
I've got
love
like an
making them
incredible
fall in
amount of
love.
money, I
I feel like
redecorate.
you guys are
And
like the perfect pair to like play together. Like Mandy will do all
yes,
the
I need
home
to go in and
design,
build the
you do
house.
all the
That would
people.
be amazing. That'd be
That's so
amazing.
funny. I love it.
So once I come out of my Sims binge, it usually happens once a year for like
Yeah.
48 hours,
Yes,
and then
I'm
I
the same
don't
way.
play
You
it
don't
again.
nobody plays The Sims all year.
No, you
Yeah.
just go to
No.
it. It's there when
You
you
have a
need it.
phase.
Yes. When I surface, I still enjoy Stardew Valley a lot. It's a comfort game for me. My farm has been neglected, but it's there. You know, it's also there for me when I need to jump back in. And the game that I probably play the most is called Palia. I don't know if you know anything about it.
I haven't.
It's an open world, and you obviously create a character, and you, I suppose, similar to Stardew Valley in a sense that you can farm and you can hunt, and there are some minor quests and that sort of thing. But what's really great is the community, and because it's an open world, you end up befriending people in the chat, and you're running and hunting with them, and you're like, oh hey, a buddy, you know, do you want to hunt with me? And it's like, yes, sure.
Yeah.
And you go and hunt together and you have a great time. So
Oh,
I
that's
enjoy
so
that. I'm actually
cool.
doing a a live stream slash interview with some
Oh.
Twitch streamers on Saturday
Oh my
playing
gosh,
Halo.
that's so
Exciting.
That's fun.
That is so cool. Yeah, I have a 6-year-old niece who got a Switch for Christmas, and she's
Very
getting
cool.
into Animal Crossing. And so
Oh,
she calls
sweet.
me Mimi, and so she'll call me on FaceTime at night and she'll be like, Mimi, can I come to your island? So I'm getting
Oh,
back
how
into Animal
sweet.
Crossing, and they just did
That
a
is so
huge
cute.
update. But yeah, I'm like making a little gamer out of her. I love it. I love
That's
it
so
I am
cute.
my kid is he loves Minecraft.
Oh,
He
yeah.
loves, and it's like it's the one game for some reason I just don't understand it.
I don't get it.
Like
I don't get
again,
how are you making
I
these
think it's super
intricate
cool.
controls?
Yes, like it's I'm amazed, but when given the controller I'm like I suddenly feel like I'm 80 years old. Like what is technology? What is happening?
What are you youths doing? I don't know. This is just squares. I don't know what to do with these squares.
Like I don't even know how to move. I'm like, I've gotten stuck in a hole again. I don't know how to get out. I hate this game.
Oh, you're making me feel so good about myself because same. I don't get it. I don't
That's such a
understand.
mood. Oh my goodness. Okay. So, what comes next? I know Next Level Love is coming out soon. By the time this episode is out, it'll be out. But like what we're always looking forward to what comes next. So, is there anything you can tell us? Are you working on anything? Or
I am
secrets?
working on something. I mean, no one said I can't say anything. It's nothing's been finalized, nothing's been signed or sealed or anything. But I'm sort of going where my heart is taking me. And it's a tiny step back from contemporary rom-com, but not entirely. So I am trying my hand for the first time at a paranormal rom-com. And I am having the best time with it. I am having the best time with
I'm
it.
so excited. That sounds
I want to write it faster so that I can start sharing it with people because I hate this part where I
yeah.
have to keep it to myself and I'm like, oh, it's just me laughing at my own jokes. Boring.
It's okay. In like 2 to 3 years, we'll be laughing with you.
Yes.
I
I
love
know, which
it.
segues Karen into the bad news of the
I mean,
night.
it's such terrible news. And I mean, we've told you before, but like, you've been on the podcast. You are legally obligated to come back for all future book releases. It's just, I'm so sorry. That's just,
Dang
we're the worst.
it.
Oh my gosh, this has been so much fun. I'm like, my stomach hurts from
I
laughing.
know, my face hurts.
But like I said, once this episode comes out, Next Level Love will be out.
It
So
is
a copy.
so
It's so
good.
good.
Everybody
It's
needs to go get a copy now.
so cute. I'm so like I just want to go hang out with them again.
I
Like they're
know.
so
I want to go to game
sweet.
night.
So much. So everybody go get a copy of Next Level Love. I mean, go pick up Playing Flirty too, because Lincoln's also in that one
Yeah.
and it's super fun. And then maybe we can organize like a big group hang for a game night. I feel like that would
Yeah,
be
I would
really
be
fun.
so in.
That would be
Yeah.
so much fun. So go read the books and then let's plan a game night.
Yes.
Yay.
Like a
Oh my gosh.
massive video
Yeah.
call of like imposter.
Oh,
Yes.
yes. It'll be
You're
the
speaking my language.
Thank
Yes.
you so much, Sumi. This has been so much fun. It's always such a pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a blast. Totally worth staying up late.
I know.
Well,
Now it's time to go get some
yeah,
sleep.
go get some sleep. I might not be that far behind you. I would love to take a nap.
I know, me too.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. We will talk soon.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Have a good
You
night.
too. Have a good
Bye.
night. Bye.
Bye. I am so obsessed with her.
And with
Her
her
voice is
voice.
so soothing.
Soothing and comforting. And like, I'm obsessed with her. I
I
love her so
know.
much. That was so much fun.
Yay.
Okay. Yes, time for an announcement. So next week, we're very excited. I'm super excited because I read the first book too, but we are having Jessica James join us. We're going to talk about for our next song. I'm so excited. It's going to be so much fun. I love that she was like just so game. She was like, come to me. And I'm like, hi, I'm here. Come
Yeah,
to us,
we're here.
please. I'm so excited. It's gonna be so fun. I also am just obsessed with these books that they are very, they the book cover, the colors are just so bi coded.
Yeah,
I'm
coded.
just like, it
It's,
makes me so happy.
yeah, you're like sold.
I can't wait. It's gonna be so much fun. All right, time
Right,
for a spiel
let's
so
do
that
a
Mandy can
spiel.
get
I'm gonna
some
go lay
rest. She's
down.
gonna
I was not, we recorded in different order this week, so I was not feeling like this with chemise. I
just
just
me.
got so
I'm
excited.
the problem.
There's been some, no, the show dog is fine, but he's been going through some things where he's
Yeah.
been up a lot at night, and so I haven't slept, and I get sleep deprivation triggered migraines.
Yeah, I am. It's
So,
okay. It's okay. You can rest after this.
yes.
All right, friends, if you enjoyed this episode, please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you are listening to us. Follow us on social media. We are at The Incoherent Fangirl on all the things. Visit our website, theincoherentfangirl.com, where you can also stream all of our episodes as well as read our blog. I've written 3 reviews and it is January
Look
15th.
at you. I have
Everybody be
not.
proud of me. I don't know who I am. I don't know. Like, it's wild. I was telling Mandy, I was like, yesterday, I'm like, it's Wednesday and I'm not frantically trying to finish a book before tomorrow and I don't know who I am. I truly do not. It's so weird, but here we are. You can also subscribe to our Patreon for early access to the podcast episodes, full video episodes, and bonus content, as well as the opportunity to ask questions of our guest. I feel like that's super fun. I love being able to like
Yeah, that's super cool.
talk to, an author or ask questions and things like that. So that's awesome, especially since like they can't go on tour everywhere. So this is a
No, yeah.
fun chance to be able to ask questions like that. If you are interested in some merch, you can head over to our shop, theincoherentfangirl.com/shop, to get some cute things designed by Mandy when, she's bored. She does a great job.
Thanks.
And if you have any comments, questions, concerns, design ideas, you want to tell us that we're pretty, we will
Even
accept
when
all
we're
of that.
ill.
In our inbox, theincoherentfangirl@gmail.com. We love hearing from y'all. And of course, one last way to support the podcast is to rate and review on whatever platform you're listening to us on. Please give us your words. You know we
We
love
love your
words here.
words.
She is at Mandy Perv on all the things.
She's at Ms. Made in China on all the things.
And once you followed us on social media and you follow the podcast on social media, you can head over and visit our internet besties and do some self-care. We promote that here. First stop, you're gonna go to herecomesnerd.com and add some pins and artsy goodies to your cart. Use code Fangirl and you'll get 20% off your first order.
Then you're going to head over to onceuponabookclub.com. You can subscribe. You can buy standalone boxes or any goodies that they have listed. If you use code KAREN10, you'll get 10% off. But you have to spell Karen right, or we're going to drop you in the bone season.
Oh no. No.
Oops. Uh
Don't do
oh.
that. Don't do
So spell it right
that.
or pay the price.
Oh my goodness. All right. And then next up, you're going to visit our friend Amber D. Lewis at amberdlewis.com. Add like 10 of everything, 20 of everything, 100 of everything to your card. Who knows? You have friends, I'm
Yeah.
sure. You're going to use code FANGIRL10, and then you're going to get 10% off of all of that stuff that you just added to your cart. So basically, you're saving money.
Yeah.
You're welcome. That's
Yeah,
excellent
we're only
math.
looking out for you.
We're taking care of you and all your friends.
Yeah. And last but not least, support my family so I can continue to afford my migraine preventives. They work most of the time. Let me knock on wood so they keep doing that. You can follow the show husband at Born a Josh on all the things. You can follow at Searchers Believe. That's his paranormal investigation group. If you go to searchersbelieve.com/shop and use code FANGIRL10, you'll get 10% off of merch also designed by me. We have at Searchers Podcast, which is a spooky, scary, weird podcast that I'm also a part of. And you, if you're The biggest thing that we would love from you is to go support Stream Beacon TV. You can follow at Stream Beacon TV on all the things. It is our new-ish, it's a few years, it's like a year and a half old now. It's a paranormal horror true crime platform. Basically, we're coming for Netflix
Hell
one of
yeah.
these days. If you go to streambeacontv.com and use code FANGIRL10, you'll get 10% off of your subscription. I am your customer service girly. I love
Yes, she
to
is.
complain about some of the sillier ones I get. And last but
I'm
not
laughing
least,
because something
I know
happened
Karen
today.
gets them.
And
Yeah,
I'm
Karen
like,
got
I.
fingerful today. And last but not least, you can buy my book. I wrote a book called The Living and the Dead. It's about a girl who was born a ghost but ages like the living, and the Reaper who would die to get her to look at him. He's very swoony. I love him very much. So if you go to aepurvis.com and use code Aaron Warner, you'll get 10% off, because it would not be me if I did not make something about Aaron Warner.
Never mind the fact that the Reaper is very Aaron Warner coded.
I mean, I'm just a girl. I am just a girl.
I love. Do all the things.
Yay.
Yay! And that was
That
the
was the
incoherent girl.
Incoherent
Thanks for
Fangirl.
listening. We love
Thank you.
you.
Bye.
Bye.
We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd. Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at HereComesTheNerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.